Praise God. We're in Matthew chapter 1 this morning. Matthew chapter 1. Praise the name of Jesus. He is our rock and our fortress. Amen. Our deliverer. In him will we trust. We praise the name of Jesus. Amen. The name that is above every name. We're in Matthew chapter 1. Let's look at verse number 18. Some of you in your Bibles, it might have a little title over it that says, The Birth of Jesus. Mm-hmm. Right away you're wondering and saying, this is not Christmas. You know, sometimes we can think that certain scriptures are only supposed to be read at a certain time of the year.
Yeah.
How many know you believe in Christmas every day? If you believe in Jesus, every day is Christmas.
Amen.
Right?
Yes.
Every day you're celebrating Christ.
Yeah.
Right? Because he and your salvation and everything else. Amen. So, yeah, we're reading this, and no, it's not December 25th. Amen. Christmas in July. How about that?
Amen.
Amen.
In July.
Verse number 18, Matthew chapter 1, it says this, Now the birth of Jesus Christ was on this wise, when as his mother Mary was espoused to Joseph, before they came together she was found with child of the Holy Ghost. Then Joseph, her husband, being a just man, and not willing to make her a public example, was minded to put her away privily. But while he thought on these things, behold, the angel of the Lord appeared unto him in a dream, saying, Joseph, thou son of David, fear not to take unto thee Mary, thy wife, for that which is conceived in her is of the Holy Ghost. And she shall bring forth a son, and thou shalt call his name Jesus. For he shall save his people from their sins. Now all this was done that it might be fulfilled, which was spoken of the Lord by the prophet, saying, Behold, a virgin shall be with child, and shall bring forth a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel, which being interpreted is God. With us. Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Let's pray today to Emmanuel. Father, we bless you right now. We give you glory. We give you praise. We give you thanksgiving today, God.
Yes.
And Father, we come before you now, God, and Lord, we desire to hear your voice. Yes. Father, you said, be still and know that I am God.
Yes.
And so, Father, right now, we quiet our minds, we quiet our hearts, we quiet our spirits, Lord, that we may hear your still, small voice.
Yes.
Speaking unto us words of life. Father, we thank you now for the seed that you are about to sow in our spirit.
Yes, Lord.
We receive it by faith, O God.
Yes.
And as we do, God, we pray that you will bless us with understanding. That, Father God, that we may go forward, O Lord, and perform the word, do the word, live by the word that you are about to share with us. Father, we thank you now that one word from you can transform our whole lives.
Yes.
One word from you, God, can make the total difference. And so, Father God, we are excited right now for what you are about to do. Father, we ask you now, God, to just loose your angels in this place to set the atmosphere for our receiving of revelation, inspiration, and instruction. And God, we thank you for it in the name of Jesus. And God, we praise you because we believe that as we walk out this door today, we shall be empowered, we shall be changed, we shall be different.
Yes.
Because the hand of God has touched us in a special way. Father, we bless you for it. And God, I just ask you to bless me now. To do your will. And Father God, as it is done, we will be sure to give your name and your name alone the praise. Because, Father, all of it is your doing, and it truly is marvelous and spectacular in our eyes. We bless you, Lord, and we simply love you today.
Yes.
In Jesus' name,
Jesus. Amen.
Praise God. Amen. As Dario was speaking today and sharing with us, right as he said, you know, we have to have a right attitude. Mm-hmm. He said, you have to let people know that God is with us. And the title of today's word is God with us.
Amen.
Amen. God with us. Mm-hmm. And I just got a chuckle in my spirit as he said that. Amen.
Amen.
Because that's what God wants to remind us of today. Amen. That God with us. God is with us. Amen. Amen. God with us. That's what Emmanuel is translated. Amen. We see here, we read through the scripture text this morning. God visiting Joseph and telling him not to put away Mary, not to divorce her, not to make her a public spectacle. He said, don't do that, because that which is conceived in her is of the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
She's been faithful. Amen. It's not a question of her being unfaithful. That's my doing. Amen.
Amen.
And so don't put her away. But she's going to give birth to a son who's going to be the Savior of the world.
Amen.
And then he says in verse 22 and 23, he says, all this was spoken of the Lord, to fulfill that which was spoken of the Lord by the prophet, because Isaiah had prophesied of a virgin who will be with child. And so we have here God saying, I said this already, and now I'm bringing it to pass.
Amen.
That's important right there, amen, because everything God says, he's going to do.
Yes, amen.
Everything. If he said it, he's going to bring it to pass. And so now he says that this is being done to fulfill which was spoken of the Lord by the prophet, saying, behold, a virgin shall be with child, and shall bring forth a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel, which being interpreted is God with us. Amen.
Amen.
God is with us. Amen. And In the name of Jesus, amen, this name. Because how many of you know Jesus has a lot of names, amen?
Yes.
He has many names.
Amen.
But one of them is Emmanuel. And in this name is a promise that God is with us.
Mm-hmm.
Where we go, God is with us. Where you're going, amen?
Amen.
And so in his name is a promise. And if we believe that promise and keep it in the forefront of our minds, it will change us.
Amen.
Amen. If we truly believe and can stay and keep it in the forefront of our minds that God is with us, it will change the way we think about our current situation.
Right.
It'll change the way we think about our future. It'll change the way we speak and the way we act. Amen. It'll
Amen.
Change our very being. If we really believe God is with us, right? Because if God is with us, then we know that we have everything and more that we need for the current situation.
Yes.
And so God wants to put us in remembrance today. Amen. He wants us to know and to be encouraged and to be strengthened by this truth, which sometimes we forget.
Yes.
Because we get out there and sometimes we believe that we're out there on our own, or we got to rely on people.
Yep.
People will let you down at some on some level.
Amen.
God never will. But yet we seem to continually put our trust in people and in things of this world instead of in God. God is with us.
Amen.
Amen. God is with us. And that means everywhere we go. God once told me this. I pray that God gives you things that anchor your soul.
Amen.
That's just for you. That he speaks things in prayer, when you're in praying, that's just for you. And one of the things, and God has spoken a lot of things over the years like that. And one of the things that he has said to me is that, he said, everywhere you go, the kingdom of God goes with you.
Yes.
Come on, somebody.
Amen.
And that's just based on the word, because it says that the kingdom of God is within us.
Amen.
So everywhere we go, but how many of us think that way? Mm-hmm. When you walk into a new situation, the kingdom of God is walking in with you. So what are you afraid of? Amen. But how many people, when they go to a new situation, new school, new job, new this, new that, they go with a little bit of fear and anxiety that they have to overcome. But if you think about it, why should you be nervous or anxious for anything? Right? Where you go, the kingdom of God goes in with you.
Yes.
I remember, I don't know the movie, but I see the picture in my spirit right now, my mind, of Richard Pryor and Wilder, Gene Wilder. When they were walking into the prison and they were afraid, but they were walking, we bad, yeah, we bad. You remember that scene, right? We bad, right? They were not afraid. But in some way, I'm not saying you should go around bopping like that, amen? But you should understand where you go, you're walking in with the kingdom of God. And there should be a certain level of confidence in you as you come in. Not in yourself, but in the God who's in you. Right? I'm an observer. I love to observe people because I learn about myself in the observation. Mm-hmm. Amen? Amen? And I learn about certain things. I say, I don't want to do that. Right. Like, for example, when I'm by myself, I make it a point that I don't start reaching for my phone. Because I look at people doing, I say, they are so uncomfortable. They just can't stand there and wait. They have to pull out their phone because they have to have some kind of connection or companionship. Why can't you just stand and wait? Right. Observe. Watch out. If a person has to wait somewhere, first thing they're going to do, pull out their phone.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
It becomes a crutch. It's a companionship type of a thing. Mm-hmm. And I say, no, I got companionship. Amen. Mm-hmm. And it ain't in no phone. Huh? Amen. I can stand there because I know that God is with me. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. And so the kingdom of God is in us. Amen. And so as we go in, we can go in with a confidence. But we need to remember. We need to remember. There are some things that we need to remember. Turn with me for a second to 2 Peter chapter 1. We just want to read a couple of verses there to take from this a principle that's important to keep in mind. Let's look at verse number 12. Peter, after talking about all the precious promises of God and how we have to add to our faith. Amen. We just can't have faith. Amen. We have to add virtue and knowledge and temperance and all those things. But let's look at verse number 12. We have it?
Amen.
He says there, wherefore I will not be negligent to put you always in remembrance of these things, though ye know them. Amen?
Amen.
Peter says, I'm not going to be negligent to remind you of things, even though you know them. Mm. And that's important because, see, sometimes you can say to them, people, I know that. Yeah, that's okay. But I'm reminding you. There's a value to remembering certain things, amen? And we need to remember that God is with us. When you know, the money is short, the bills are due, remember God's with you, amen?
Amen.
Amen? When people are telling you, you know, giving you bad reports, the doctor's giving you a bad report, the bank is giving you a bad report, your job is giving you a bad report, remember that God is with you. And if you remember that, it will change you. It'll change your mindset. Amen? So this is something that we know, but we need to remember. So Peter says, he says, I will not be negligent to put you always in remembrance of these things, though you know them. Then he says this, yea, I think it meet, as long as I am in this tabernacle, to stir you up by putting you in remembrance. Then we jump down to verse 15. He says, "Moreover, I will endeavor that ye may be able, after my decease, to have these things always in your remembrance." Three times in these four lines of scripture, he says that it's important to have things in remembrance. And God wants us to remember that he's with us.
Amen.
And to never forget that God is with us. So as you're in your current situation right now, and everybody got a current situation.
Yeah.
Everybody got an issue. Amen?
Amen.
That's why I believe everybody should be able to relate to the woman with an issue of blood. Mm-hmm. Because she had an issue, and you got an issue. Mm-hmm. It may be a different issue, mm-hmm. but you got an issue. Mm-hmm. And know how your issue is going to be addressed? The same way her issue was addressed. You're going to have to press through the crowd and touch the hem of his garment. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. That's how issues get resolved. Jesus resolves issues. How many of you know that?
Amen.
Amen. So we got issues. And one of the things we have to remember as we go through and face our issues, God wants you to have it in your remembrance. I am with you.
Right.
Amen? Mm-hmm. Amen. It'd be great if we could get promises from God that spoke directly to our situation to the nth degree.
Yes.
In other words, you needed help by Friday. And God says to you, I'm going to provide help to you by Friday. It would be great if you said, I have pain in my back, Lord. And God said, I'm going to take the pain out of your back.
Yes.
It would be great if you needed $515.23. And God said, I'm going to give you $515.23. But he doesn't say that.
No, he doesn't.
He doesn't do that. When you need something, God will say things like, trust me. And that's it. God will say things like, don't be afraid. God will say things like, I'm right here. And that's it.
Amen.
And you're waiting for more. And you'll go, yeah, I know that, Lord, but I need $515. And he'll say, I'm right here. And that's all he's going to say. We have to learn that when he's saying that, he's giving us an assurance, I got it. Amen?
Amen?
And so when he says God is with us and he's telling us this thing today, this is the answer to all our problems. Every last one of our issues right now is resolved in this problem. That Jesus is with, he's Emmanuel, God with us. And that is the solution to all of our problems. It may not be in the sentence and to the nth degree that you want, but that's not the point. If God is with you, he's going to help you somehow.
Yes, he is.
He's going to deliver you somehow. Amen?
Yes, he
is. I don't know when, I don't know how, neither do you, but this I know. If God is with me, then there's nothing for me to be afraid of. Amen? Turn with me to Hebrews chapter 13. See, I believe that we need those specific words from God. Yeah, Lord, but I'm out of a job right now. I'm with you. See, we don't want that. We want to know, Lord, have someone call me today. Send me to the right place where I can get to where they say you're hired. I'm with you. I know, Lord, but that's what we do. And we have to fight against. When God is telling you, I'm with you, that's all you need. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. Because here's the thing, and we'll see this in a minute. Once we get that and it anchors our soul, again, remember, when you know God is with you, it'll change your thinking, it'll change your speaking, and your situation will change shortly after. Amen? God is with us. Let's look at Hebrews chapter 13, verse number 5 and 6. It says, let your conversation be without covetousness, and be content with such things as ye have. For he has said, I will never leave thee nor forsake thee. So that we may boldly say, the Lord is my helper, and I will not fear what man shall do unto me. Amen. That word conversation really is better translated conduct. Amen.
Amen.
But it says, let your conversation or your conduct be without covetousness and be content with such things as you have. And I love the Amplified Version because when it says, when God says, I will never leave thee nor forsake thee, the Amplified says, but God himself has said, I will not in any way fail you, nor give you up, nor leave you without support. I will not in any degree leave you helpless, nor forsake you, nor let you down, relax my hold on you, assuredly not. If you can't be encouraged by that, something's wrong.
Amen.
Amen. When God says to you, I will not, I will not, I will not, assuredly not leave you, forsake you, or fail you, you have to know that God has my back, my front, my side, over me, below me, everywhere, amen? God has you covered.
Amen.
We all we got to do is go back to our confession, amen? It says, just as the mountains surround Jerusalem, so the Lord surrounds his people both now and forever. This is an everlasting promise, amen,
yeah,
that God will always be with us. He said, I'm not going to leave you nor forsake you. Let's turn to Deuteronomy chapter 31 for one moment. Deuteronomy 31. Because so much in the Bible is referencing, that we're reading today, is referencing Old Testament. Amen. Because it says, because God has said. Well, when did God say it? God said it in Deuteronomy chapter 31, that he would never leave nor forsake his people. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Let's look at verse number 6. The word of God says, be strong and of a good courage.
Mm-hmm.
Fear not, nor be afraid of them. Who's them? Them is your enemies. Them is the bad news that's trying to get you down and get you to start to worry and to fret.
Yes.
Amen?
Amen?
Them is bills.
That's right.
You know what I said?
Mm-hmm.
Them is bills that come in the mailbox. Amen? Don't be afraid of them. Don't be afraid of them. Why not? For the Lord thy God, he it is that does go with you.
Amen.
See, wherever you go, God goes with you.
Yes.
The kingdom of God is in you. Wherever you go, God is going. Amen?
Amen.
He says, God goes with you. He will not fail thee nor forsake thee. Let's jump down to verse 8. And the Lord, he it is that does go before thee. He will be with thee. He will not fail thee, neither forsake thee. Fear not, neither be dismayed. Amen.
Amen.
God is saying, don't be afraid. Don't be afraid. And don't be dismayed. Don't be sad. Don't be down. Don't be depressed. Don't be dejected. Why? Because I'm with you. Don't sit around worrying about how things are going to work. You meditate on this truth. I am with you.
Mm-hmm.
And let that change your thinking. Just keep saying it. We heard Dario say earlier today, he said that God said to him, I am your shield and your exceeding great reward. He said, I just kept saying it.
Yes.
Right?
That's right.
Sometimes you got to just keep saying some stuff. Amen. You got to say some things, amen? And because we're going to go back to Hebrews 13 in a minute, but just say it. Rehearse it in your mind. Say it out loud, amen? God is with me, right? Jesus is Emmanuel, which being translated is God with us. God is with me. God is with my family. God is with my children. I was talking to Brother Patrick last week about, you know, his daughter's going off to school. And I said, you know, when they're out the house like that, this is when you got to trust God.
Amen.
They're not under your house. You can't see him every night anymore.
Right.
You don't know when they came in. Even when they go out, you know how you sleep with one ear, waiting to hear the click at the door?
Yeah.
That they come home? Patty said, no, I don't know that. I'll be waiting by the window. I don't go to sleep. Right? But you can't do that anymore.
Amen.
Amen? You really got to trust him to the Lord. Amen? But you got to understand something. God is with this family.
Amen?
Amen. And see, that's got to be your anchor, because you can't be two places at once.
Amen.
You can't be in New Jersey and your kids in school in California or in Chicago or wherever and think you can't be two places at once. But what about it? God can.
Amen.
Amen.
But you got to know God is with us. And even when us is separated, when me and my wife are separated in different places, God's with us.
Amen.
When my children are separated from me, God is with us. You understand? And when you say that, you now start to work. You don't fear anymore. Oh, my God. Let me call them. You don't act like that anymore. Because you believe in the God who said, I will not, I will not, I will not forsake you. God is with us, amen? And it can encourage us and strengthen us and comfort us to go about living life, not being fearful and dismayed and discouraged and anxious, but to be confident because we serve a faithful God, amen?
Yes, amen.
So he said here, he said, be strong and of a good courage, amen? That's what he says to each one of us. We got issues, but you face your issues head on. Be strong and be of a good courage, because God is with you. Amen?
Amen?
Amen. God is with us. That's good news right there. That's something good to remember. Amen?
Yes.
I'm not remembering phone numbers. I'm not remembering email addresses. I want to remember God is with me.
Amen.
You know, there's not an email address in the world that can do that for me. Amen? Remember this phone number. I'm not remembering anything, amen? I'm remembering God is with me. Because when I have trouble, that's who I'm calling on, amen?
That's it.
I ain't calling you. And you better not call me. We got to call on the Lord, amen.
Amen?
God is with us. God is with us. Let's turn back to Hebrews 13. So God has said something. God has said, I'm never going to leave you nor forsake you. Be of good courage. Do not fear. And be not dismayed. Amen?
Amen.
So God has said, I will never leave thee nor forsake thee. Verse 5. Verse 6, Hebrews 13 says, so then we may boldly say. See, because God says something first, now we can say something second.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Because God has said something, now we can say something. Mm-hmm. So what does that tell us, though? Fill in the negative blank. If God didn't say something,
right,
you shouldn't be saying anything.
Amen.
There's too many people going around saying stuff God never said.
Oh,
God told me, you're going to be my wife. Woman just look at you like you crazy. God never said that, amen?
Amen.
Amen. You can say stuff God never said all you want, but you have no right to believe it's going to happen.
That's right.
Amen. But once God says something, you and I can boldly say things. We don't just say them, we can say them boldly. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Because if God said it, we know it's going to come to pass. He said, I will never leave thee nor forsake thee. So now we can boldly say something. What? The Lord is my helper. Isn't that interesting? He said, I will never leave thee nor forsake thee. And the conclusion is that God will help me.
Yes.
See, God's not just present. When he says, I'm with you, he's not just saying, I'm here. He said, I'm going to help you. Mm-hmm. Amen. God's not just going to be there and be a spectator. He's not there to be a witness to your demise. Right? He's not just along for the ride. God is with us to do what? To help us. Amen. So because God is with us, you and I can boldly say something. The Lord's my helper.
Amen.
Amen. The Lord's my helper. Go home today. You get ready to do something. And say this to yourself. The Lord's my helper. See how you feel. You're about to go out there and cut the grass. You're about to go out there and you're about to go in the house and make dinner. The Lord is my helper. See, some people, I don't have to do it. I know how to do this. God, go ahead. Go in your own strength. I'm going in the strength of God. The Lord is my helper.
Amen. That's right.
How many of you want to be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might?
Yes.
How many of you know his strength is greater than your strength? That you can do greater things working in him and him working in you than you doing it by yourself.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
The Lord is your helper. Amen. Amen. Again, these are the type of things that will transform the way we're thinking about our situation, the way we speak and conduct ourselves because of something that we just bring back to our remembrance. God is with me. And because he's with me, he's my helper.
Yes.
But it didn't stop there. He then said, the Lord is my helper, and I will not fear what man shall do unto me.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. I'm sorry, we're going to have to let you go. Thank you very much for the opportunity to work for your company. Mm-hmm. Amen?
Amen.
What am I going to do now? I got bills to pay. See, you don't know God's with you.
Wow.
Amen? Amen? Is that an easy thing to do? No, but if you have it in remembrance, then it becomes easy because you go, God got something for me.
Yes.
Amen? I listen to people who face disappointment to see what are they saying on the other side of their disappointment. Or if they just talk about the disappointment.
Right.
I wait to hear people say, yeah, this happened. Now wait. For something like this. Well, God just closed that door. That must mean he got another one for me. Now I know that person's believing on
yes.
me. Amen?
Yes.
But if all you do is you talk the problem, mm-hmm. you forgot that God is with you. Amen?
Yes.
God is with you. In the midst of your storm, God is with you. Amen. Those disciples got in the storm. Jesus came walking on the water because he's with them. He might have been sleeping in the boat on another occasion, but he was with them. Amen.
Amen.
That's why he said, what's the matter with you waking me up, you little faith? I was having a good sleep. I know you said your Bible don't say that, but that's what it said to me.
Amen.
Yes, it does.
He was sleeping on the pillow. He was sleeping good. Why you wake me up? Because of this little storm? Peace be still.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
Wow.
He ain't throw no oil on it.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. He didn't say go tune up the organ so we can start. He just said peace
mm-hmm. be still.
He didn't even tell them, don't worry, I'm going to calm the storm. He didn't talk. He just said, peace be still. And again, that's how God will speak to us in the midst of our storm. He's going to give us something that forms an anchor in our soul that keeps us from swaying back and forth with the changing tide and just stay steadfast and unmovable because we know God is about to do something in our situation.
Okay.
Why? Because he's with us and he's our helper and I'm not afraid. What can anybody do to me? You're on your way to heaven. Do you know that? Some people think the worst thing somebody could do to you is take your life here on earth. But for the Christian, you say, I'm on my way to heaven. Amen?
Amen.
And even while you're on this earth, God says, I'm with you. I'm going to be your helper. I'm not going to leave you. I'm not going to forsake you. Psalm 27:1 says, "The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid?" And the implicit answer is no one, right?
Amen.
If the Lord is your light and salvation, who shall you fear? No one.
No one.
Amen. If he's the strength of your life, of whom shall you be afraid? No one. You're not afraid of anything, anybody. What are they going to do to you? Amen. There's a cross reference to on verse number 6 to Psalm 118:6, which says, "The Lord is on my side, I will not fear. What can man do unto me?" The Lord is on your side. Amen.
Amen.
If the Lord's on your side, you know how you used to pick sides? If you ever played games when you were kids, that's one thing I wish our kids would sort of, you know. Because back then, we picked sides, man.
Mm-hmm.
We picked sides for everything. We played all kinds of things we picked inside.
Yeah.
Not just ball games like basketball, football, you know, and those kind of things, baseball. But we picked sides for, like, you know, when we were playing, like, Ring Olivia. Y'all even know what Ring Olivia is. You remember that?
Yeah.
We picked sides for Ring Olivia, amen? We, you know, we used to call it manhunt.
Mm-hmm.
You had to go looking, right?
Yeah.
We pick sides. We pick teams.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. We pick all kinds. We used to pick sides. You remember the thing you put your foot in the middle and you used to go around?
Mm-hmm.
I don't even remember what we said, but you know.
Is
that what it was? No, it was something else.
We say that. It was a different one.
Yeah, it was a different one. You put your foot in the middle, right?
Yeah.
But the whole idea was to get people out, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Right? And sometimes word got out, they was on the team. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Then you left them, okay, you on the team. But the thing about sides is this. There's one side, and then there's another side. Whenever you say you're picking sides,
right,
you know that there's another side that you're contending against. And so the Bible says, right, that he is on our side. Psalm 118:6 says, "The Lord is on my side." Amen. That means there's another side that better watch out, because we got the advantage. Amen.
Amen.
We're going to win this game. How many of you know the Lord's on your side? You're going to win the game.
Amen.
Amen.
The Lord's on our side. So why are we fearful of the people on the other side? They can't have anybody greater than who's on our side.
That's
right. So be confident. Amen. Those bills are on the other side. That doctor's report's on the other side. Amen?
That's right.
All those people who are against you, they're on the other side. But you don't have to be afraid of them. You don't have to talk against them. You don't have to get mean in the face. You can still maintain your composure, maintain a good spiritual attitude, maintain your peace. You can still sleep at night. You can still get your rest. Amen? Why? Because God is with me. He's on my side. I want to look at two things, two scriptures that we often talk about. I just think it's important for us to look at them. Amen. Let's look at, let's go first to 2 Corinthians chapter 1. God is with us. Amen. You're going into the great unknown, but God is with you. Remember when Jesus told Peter to launch out to the deep?
Mm-hmm.
Amen. You can go out into the deep, but God is with you. Amen.
Amen.
Don't be afraid. 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verse number 20. It says, "For all the promises of God in him are yea, and in him amen, unto the glory of God by us." Amen. I want to look at this scripture and another one we're going to look at in Numbers 23, because in case you haven't highlighted or underlined, you might want to take a moment to do that. Amen. All the promises of God in him are yea and amen.
Amen.
Amen. All the promises. If God made a promise, what? All of them are yea and amen. Why yea and amen? Gentiles say yea, amen. Hebrew people said amen. So what Paul was saying is that it doesn't matter who you are. You understand?
Yes.
It doesn't matter who you are. Gentile or Hebrew, God's promises are true.
Amen.
Don't matter you in the house, out the house. If God made a promise, it's true.
Yes. Amen.
That's why God's no respecter of persons. God speaks a truth. It applies to everybody. Amen. You can be Gentile, you can be a Jew. It still applies. Amen. That's why it's yea and amen.
Wow.
All of his promises. Amen. Not some, right?
Right.
All of them. You find a promise in God's word, what is it? Yea and amen. God says something to you in your prayer closet, what is it? That's a promise. What is it? Yea and amen. Let's turn to Numbers chapter 23. Chapter 23. Let's look at verse 19. Scripture, we often say it, we quote it, but it's just good to see it. Amen?
Amen.
Numbers chapter 23, verse 19 says this: God is not a man that he should lie, neither the son of man that he should repent. Hath he said, and shall he not do it? Or hath he spoken, and shall he not make it good? I believe every Christian walking around needs to have that scripture in their spirit. Everyone, amen?
Amen.
If God said something, he's going to do it. If he spoke it, he's going to make it good. Amen? And so when you read God's word, you got to understand something. That's something he said. Right? That's why before we prayed for Sister Joy this morning, we read two passages of scripture. Why? Because God said something about healing folk.
Yes.
And if he said that, he's going to make it good. If he spoke it, he's going to do it.
Yes.
We have to have this in our heart and our spirit. Amen.
Amen.
God is with us. When he said he's never going to leave you or forsake you, guess what? He meant it. He can't lie. He's going to do it. Amen. I don't care how low you go, God's going to be right there with you. Amen? He's going to be right there with you, giving you the blueprint to rise up and to go to a higher level than you've ever been before.
Amen.
God is with you. Amen? And so when we know that God says, I'll never leave you nor forsake you, we know we can believe this thing because God's not a man that he can lie. Every promise in him is yea and amen. We can boldly start saying some things. I'm coming out of this. Amen.
Amen.
I'm getting a new job. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. My child is going to be saved. Amen.
Amen.
My son is going to be okay. No matter what, you can start to say some things because you understand God is with us. And he says he's not, assuredly not, he's not going to let go of us. He's not going to lose his hold on us.
Amen.
Paul said in Romans 8:31, he says, if God be for us, who can be against us? Amen?
That's right.
God is with us. And he's not going to let us go. Now, since we're right here in the Old Testament, let's close here. Let's look at Numbers chapter 14. God drew, he had Moses to send the spies out to spy the land. You remember that?
Yeah.
Go spy the land. I had good lunch yesterday. My wife said, lunch, probably breakfast, lunch, and dinner as long as you were gone. With our Pastor Thompson, who's going to speak here next week. And we went out for lunch. And we just had a good time talking about God. Amen. And one of the things the Lord said to us, we got to understand this. Amen. Do you know, you got to fight for your promises.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. You're not just walking into your promise. Children of Israel didn't. And you're not.
Right.
Amen. What makes you think you ain't different? God promises something, but he doesn't say, here it is. He says, there it is, go get it.
Yeah.
Amen? He brought them across the Jordan and said, this is the land I promised, now get them folk out of here. Right?
Wow.
Get them out of Jericho, get them out of Ai, get them out.
Yeah.
Right? You can just say, here I am. It's like you think you're going to walk into an empty house. No, no. The land's going to be empty. No, your promise is occupied.
Jesus.
Amen. Somebody got their hands on your stuff.
Jesus.
But God says, okay, that's yours. Right?
Wow.
Now you got to go and possess it.
I don't want to fight.
Then you don't want to be blessed. Because blessed people know how to fight.
Amen.
Blessed people know how to fight through disappointment. Blessed people know how to fight through obstacles. Blessed people know how to fight through pain. Blessed people know how to fight through naysayers. Amen. Blessed people know how to fight.
Amen.
You want to be blessed? You better learn how to fight.
Yes.
Fight the good fight of faith. You can't fight, you can't be blessed.
Jesus.
Amen. You got to go fight. And so now they go to spy out the land. Right? And so 10 spies come out with a bad report because they just expected the land to be empty. And they just move in. They thought they were going to back up the camel. That's what they thought. Now they go into the land. There's giants in the land. They go, oh my goodness. We might as well go back to Egypt. Why? Because they didn't want to fight. I'm telling you this, if you don't want to fight for what God has given you, you're not getting it. And you can fight knowing God is with you. You should be encouraged to fight, amen? Because God's going to help you in the fight.
Yes, amen.
Numbers 14. Let's look at verse number 1. And all the congregation, this is after they came back with that bad report, amen? All the congregation lifted up their voice and cried, and the people wept that night. Cried, baby. Amen. Crying because you got to do some work. I'll tell you this right now. One of the things I don't have patience with in this life is people who expect something for nothing. Amen. You got to work to get it. I don't care what it is. You're going to have to work to get it. I don't care what you want to do in this life. You better be prepared to work for it. If you're not willing to work for it, then don't stand around talking about you want it.
That's right.
Amen. We gotta work for stuff, amen. Young people, old people alike, we gotta work for something. I'm working. They crying like babies. Cried all night long. Verse 2. And all the children of Israel murmured against Moses and against Aaron, and the whole congregation said unto them, would God that we had died in the land of Egypt, or would God we had died in this wilderness. You better be careful what you ask
for. Yes, Jesus.
When you start complaining, you better be careful what you allow to come out of your mouth. I wish I never took this job. You better be careful. Amen. There was someone the other day. I said they better be careful what they were saying. They were saying something. I was like, oh, it's my grandson over there.
Oh. Oh yeah.
Last Sunday, wouldn't eat his macaroni and cheese. He don't like that kind of macaroni and cheese.
And he had no chicken.
I told him, I said, you got to eat that macaroni and cheese. I said, there's children all over this earth who will gobble that macaroni and cheese down, and you sitting there acting like you being punished to eat food.
Jesus.
And he's sitting there. Can I tell the truth, Christian?
Yes.
I went and I got on my computer and I probably feed the children. Look at this, Christian. 12 million kids in America going to bed tonight hungry. 12 million. They probably would love to have that macaroni and cheese that you turning your nose up to right now. And I told my wife after he left, after burning the lamp, I said, I had to tell him that. I said, God has a way of teaching us lessons. And I said, I can't have him despising food. Food's a blessing.
Amen.
And then this week, young Christian comes home every day from camp. What?
Hungry.
God has a way of getting our attention.
Amen.
You understand what I'm saying? You better be careful what you start saying. I don't like this food. Okay. Nothing. And then all of a sudden, that macaroni and cheese starts to look good right about now.
Amen.
We got to be careful, amen. When you find, they're saying things like, would to God that we died in this wilderness. Now, we're not going to go through the whole story, but we know what happened to them, don't we?
Yeah.
What happened? They died in the wilderness. Be careful what you start saying because you and your little crying fit.
Jesus.
Wow. Verse 3. And wherefore hath the Lord brought us unto this land to fall by the sword, that our wives and our children should be a prey? Were it not better for us to return into Egypt? And they said to one another, let us make a captain and let us return into Egypt. You know, the devil had good hold of everybody about
it.
Jesus is our captain, and we ain't returning to the place of bondage. Amen?
Amen.
I don't care what's going on with me. God is with me. He's my captain. I'm never returning to Egypt.
Amen.
Verse 5. Then Moses and Aaron fell on their faces before all the assembly of the congregation of the children of Israel. And Joshua the son of Nun and Caleb the son of Jephunneh, which were of them that searched the land, rent their clothes. And they spake unto all the company of the children of Israel, saying, the Lord which we pass through to search it is an exceeding good land. If the Lord delight in us, then he will bring us into this land and give it us, a land which floweth with milk and honey. Only rebel not against the Lord, neither fear ye the people of the land, for they are bread for us. For their defense is departed from them, and the Lord is with us. Fear them not. See, Joshua and Caleb had the right attitude, the right heart, the right mindset. They knew, yeah, there's some giants in front of us. There's some challenges in front of us. There are some problems and some issues in front of us. But we're not going to be afraid. Why? Because the Lord's with us. Mm-hmm. Not because of who we are. Not because we have some training in special forces. Or we can do karate. We got special weapons. No, no. Because God's with us.
Amen.
Amen. They didn't have a plan right now. They didn't know how. They just knew who.
Yes.
The Lord is with us. Right now, I don't know how you're going to get out of your situation. I don't know how I'm getting out of mine, but I know who is going to get me out. The Lord is with us. And so now we can be strengthened. Even though the giants are still there, the Lord is with us. Amen? Debt's going away. Why? The Lord is with us. Pain is leaving out of my body. Why? The Lord is with us. Amen? Doors are going to open. Other doors that need to close are going to close. Why? Because the Lord is with us. This is what we have to say. Joshua and Caleb got into the promised land while the rest of them that said, would to God that we die in this wilderness? Did not. So you and I got to be have to make a choice. What are we going to say? God has said he's never going to leave us, so now we are going to what? Boldly say, the Lord is my helper. Amen.
Amen.
I will not fear. What man shall do unto me?
Amen.
Amen. So we praise God. Amen. God is with us.
Yes.
Amen. We're going into our future. You don't know what's going on. You don't know what's out there. I don't know what's out there in front, but God does. But I'm going with God. God's going with me. I'm going to be okay. Amen. You and I are going into a future with God. Amen.
Yes, amen.
And so we boldly say some things. Proverbs 28 and 1 says that the righteous are as bold as a lion. Amen. So we boldly say stuff.
Yes.
And God is with us. Go into your future, amen.
Yes.
With promise, with strength, and with comfort. As we close, I just want to tell you, to remind you of something, as Peter said, put us in remembrance of things. You remember when Joseph got, he had a dream that his brothers were going to bow down to him. God gave him a dream. And we know that Joseph got thrown into a pit. He got sold into slavery. He went to Potiphar's house. Then he was in prison. And even though he was a slave, and then later on he was in prison, the Bible says that Joseph was a prosperous man. That's what the Bible described him. Numerous occasions, while he was in slavery and while he was in prison, it described him as a prosperous man. That Joseph, that everything he did, prospered. And it gave the reason why. It said, because the Lord was with him. Amen? Didn't matter where he was. If the Lord is with you, you're going to prosper.
Amen.
And then watch this. Even though your present reality may not be in line with the destiny God spoke unto you, destiny always makes reality bow down.
Yes.
And at some point, your reality got to change.
Amen.
Amen.
Jesus.
Right? It got to change, which is why David went from slavery, from then to the dungeon, to now he was second in command in the land. Because that was his destiny. And so his reality had to bow down. But here's the thing. God was with him. And David never lost his integrity. He never started saying some stuff. Falsely accused, but never said anything back. Forgotten by the butler in prison, but never lost his integrity and started saying the wrong things. We're going to go through some stuff, but if God is with us, we win already. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. Amen. We win already. So, God just wanted to bring it to our remembrance today. That he's with us. Amen?
Amen?
And so let us go forward. Face our challenges head on. Let's be like David. Let's run to our Goliath.
Yeah.
Amen?
Amen?
Run towards your Goliath. Don't, you know, you got that problem, get up and say, you know what, I'm tackling this thing. I don't care what it is.
Yes.
Go after it. If it's a problem in your life, go to it with gusto. Go to it head on. Run to it. Because you say, you know what, I'm getting rid of you. You know why? Because God is with me, and he ain't with you. Do you know that's what David was saying to Goliath?
Yep.
That's why he kept calling, you uncircumcised Philistine. You don't have a covenant. I do.
That's right.
That's what he was saying. So you look at your problem. You don't have God on your side. I do.
Amen.
Then do this. I'm going to turn my back. And when I turn around, you better not be there. Amen. Amen. Come on, that's what I mean. Amen. Praise the Lord. God is with us.
Amen.
Amen. When God be for us, who can be against us? Heavenly Father, we bless you right now. We do thank you, Lord. We thank you, Father, that you are with us.
Yes.
Jesus is with us. The Holy Spirit is with us.
Yes.
God is with us. And Father God, you said that you will never leave us nor forsake us. That you will not leave us, forsake us, or fail us. And so Father, we thank you right now in the name of Jesus that we are not alone in our current battle.
Yes.
Father, you know the situation before every person in this place.
Yes.
And Father, we thank you for putting each of us in remembrance, God, that you are on our side.
Yes.
And you said that we should not be fearful, we should not be afraid, we should not be dismayed, but we should be of good courage,
yes.
That we should be strong, that we should be ready to go forward because you are with us.
Yes.
God, we're praying today that we will put this in our minds,
yes.
That it will change our conversation, our conduct, our speech, our thinking, and God, that we will know that the future that you have spoken in your word and in our hearts, that
yes.
God, you will bring it to pass.
Yes.
You truly are not a man that you should lie. And every promise that you've made, is yea and amen. And so, Father, we thank you right now.
Thank you, God.
That, Father, we're going forward from this day, oh God.
Yes.
In strength and in faith, because we believe that you are on our side.
Yes.
And you shall help us. Father, we thank you for that right now.
Yes.
And we give you praise in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Praise God.